Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by the great people at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. And heading into this great Memorial Day weekend, great Brewers Outlet specials. Sean was just telling me the other day that he'd like to get some Keystone Light 18 packs. I said, Sean, you could get that now at Brewers Outlet for $8.95.
I can.
Hey, Mike's Hard Lemonade. Mike's Lemonade 12-pack bottles, $14.95. And for all the people during the course of the week that dealt with the suit, Seagram's Coolers, 12-pack cans, just $9.95.
They'll love that.
They will now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're dealing with a suit, let's face it, it comes out to $29.85. You'll need 36 packs.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Well, he's perfected the slow and steady sport. So that's what you call it, huh? Okay. Also, wine coolers, waters, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Best selection of beer anywhere. The pickle bar is second to none. I love the barrels and I love the dills. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Play-by-play call of the day for the second straight year. With plenty of drama, the Penguins win their way to the Stanley Cup Final.
Crosby and the Penguins, left wing circle, over to Kunitz. Shot, score! Chris Kunitz wins it for the Pittsburgh Penguins as Crosby sets him up. And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building. Kunitz with a game winner, his second of the night. And the Penguins are going on to play the Nashville Predators.
Elvis has left the building. I'd like to point out that Elvis lived many years in Tennessee. All right, so. That'll be a fun. I think it'll be a fun series, but it's a series of speed on speed. Johansson's a big loss. Letang's a big loss. I think the Penguins can win it in five.
Well, if you think of the overall playoff run the Pittsburgh Penguins have gone through, I mean, yeah, they beat Columbus in five. But that was a very physical five-game series. And then,
yes,
of course, going seven with Washington, well, you know, that was well-documented. And maybe this series with Ottawa went a little further than people anticipated. Plus, you got the double overtime last night. So you had people in Nashville saying last night, hey, keep playing, keep playing. So, but yeah, the guys in Nashville, they're big, they're quick. So it's just going to be interesting here, this first game and a half of the series, how quickly the Penguins can get their skates back. And
game one's Monday night.
Yes.
But here's the key. Game one's Monday night in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just, they have the home ice advantage. They don't have to travel after last night. Right? They can go back in today if they want to do something light, they can. They've got tomorrow. If they want to do something light, they can. Sunday, if they want to do a little bit more, they can. They've got 3 full days off with no travel. None. Which helps. It's not like they have 2 full days off, one's a travel day, and they're just, No, they don't have to travel.
And one player, two Pens fans are going to keep their eyes on between now and puck drop on Monday night will be Patrick Hornquist to see if he can get back in. He skated a little more yesterday, morning skate, and then last night in the warm-up thinking, maybe he'll see it, but he ended up not playing. He's having some difficulty with gripping the stick.
Well, Johansson is out for Nashville, but they've got, and Mike Fisher, Carrie Underwood's husband, might be back for game one. That would help because they need help up the middle right now. And the Hornquist James Neal thing comes into play because they were traded for each other, right? So,
you know what drove me crazy last night was just so many icings.
As to me, you know what? That's the one downside. To me, eliminating the two-line offsides, one of the best things the NHL ever did, because it's just really opened up the game and the speed of it. But there's one downside to it. That stretch pass sometimes doesn't always hit. And let's bring the puck back. So, and that's the issue right there.
I'll give Craig Armstrong, though, a ton of credit for Ottawa. I mean, there was, and the first goal that the Pens had last night, there were a couple guys in front of him. He just didn't see the shot coming toward him. It was that long, further long distance back. But other than that, what an incredible run he had.
I give Craig Anderson a lot of credit also on a personal side, too. This season has been a year of, it's been awful for him. You know, his wife had cancer, and he had to miss a part of the year because of it. Now, I mean, obviously it's been worse for him, but, you know, look, he's the husband. He's the caretaker. And it's hard to go through something like that. You know, obviously it's hardest on the person going through it, but, you know, the caretaker, the loved one, the spouse, it's just incredibly hard. I mean, you don't want to pull a group of spouses aside over at Geisinger and ask them how they're doing. And he had to endure that. And it's been hard. And I thought he played remarkably well. Now, as remarkably well as he played, I think Pekka is a better goaltender for Nashville. I've liked his game for a long time. Long time. And the series starts on Monday. The NBA Finals won't begin until Thursday. So one thing I don't want to hear about with the NBA is, hey, you know, they have to play so many games. Like, oh, well, for goodness sakes. You know how many games they've played in the last 6 weeks? Hey, what's Golden State played in the last 6 weeks? 12 games? The last 6 weeks, what, the Cavaliers have played 13 games? I mean, are you kidding me?
I did find it pretty amusing last night that Charles Barkley just could not wait for the TNT broadcast to wrap up so he could go back to the media room to watch the hockey game last night.
Right. Because it's better.
Allegedly, he had money on the Sens. Oh, you're right. It's absolutely better. This year? Absolutely.
Look, it has been...
Like I've said to you, I would flip either TNT or ESPN on just to catch a score, and it'd be 30-40 point leads. You'd laugh. Just go back to what you're originally watching.
Right, exactly. This is what's interesting about this year is this. The Stanley Cup has been far more exciting than the NBA. Yet the script is about to flip. After all, the first three rounds of the Stanley Cup, way better. Far more interesting than the NBA.
What was the number that Liam McHugh had on last night? Was it 27th or 28th game that's gone into overtime in the entire playoffs?
Exactly. Yet I think the script is about to flip. Because now you've got, finally, the NBA final everybody knew was going to happen. And on paper, it appears to be darn good. Tons of star power. James, Love, Irving, Curry, Thompson, Green, Durant. Wow. Versus Crosby, Malkin, Rene, Neal, and Carrie Underwood. So, I mean, it's like, it's, you know, I think the first three rounds, all hockey. This round here now, the NBA finally has all the stars aligned for it after going through three awful rounds. While the Stanley Cup went through three scintillating rounds, now it turns out at the end the script might flip. the Penguins are, without question, the definitive favorite over Nashville. Golden State may be a slight favorite over Cleveland. Cleveland's the defending champion. By the way, the seasonal ratings came out for series. You're going to love this. This is a series. What was the number one rated television series for the year? And remember, the everything just ended in May with the sweeps. What was the number one rated series for the year?
I really didn't watch all that much primetime TV. One of my favorite shows is Big Bang Theory, but I don't think that was number one.
That finished fifth.
Okay.
NCIS was fourth.
Okay. Well, I knew there was more than one NCIS. I wouldn't. So.
Well, NCIS, the Mark Harmon one.
Yes.
Number one, Sunday Night Football. Number one series. Remember, it goes 17 weeks. Number one series, Sunday Night Football, by a wide margin. You know what number two is?
I will say now number two will be the 7 p.m. Sunday night show, Football Night in America.
Thursday Night Football on NBC. You know what the number three show is?
What I just said.
Thursday Night Football on CBS.
And that's interesting, just with the fact that CBS split the Thursday night games with NBC.
Well, the league told them to.
Yeah.
The league thought they could get more money by splitting it up. But the number one series for the year in average viewership, this is all average viewership, Sunday Night Football on NBC. Number two, Thursday Night Football on NBC. Number three, Thursday Night Football on CBS. Number four, NCIS. Number five, Big Bang Theory. How about that?
Very impressive. I threw in Football Night in America because I knew there was a lot. There's quite a few weeks where it was cracking the top three or top five.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. No. What you said made sense. But those are the top rated series for the year. Football. One, two, and three. Now remember, this is also a year where the ratings overall for the NFL went down 8%. It made a late rebound after the election was over with to get back to only being down 8%. This will be an important year to see where it's going because there's no election this year. Oh, to all the local races, you know what I'm saying. But there's no presidential election this year. So will football rebound to the level it was at before? It'll be an interesting question to follow.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Well, if you get out of the habit of doing something, you fall away from it. So let's see what happens. Now, late in the year, they bounce back, so you might be right. That bounce back may continue. But Sunday Night Football is first. NBC's Thursday Night Football second. CBS's Thursday Night Football was third. Then NCIS, then Big Bang Theory. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing.
By the way, speaking of TV ratings, last night for the hockey game on NBCSN, it was the most streamed game in NHL history. That's on the digital side, but it was the highest rated Penguins game ever on NBCSN. 47 share. That means close to half the TV sets in Pittsburgh alone were tuned into the game last night.
Wow.
And most watched NHL game ever on NBCSN to feature a Canadian team.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
That surpassed the Game 3 Vancouver-Boston Stanley Cup Final, Game 3 in 2011.
There's nothing like overtime hockey. There's nothing like it.
Oh, man. I was on the edge of my seat last night. I mean, I was just going absolutely berserk.
Look, every shot could be the end. It's not like a 5-minute overtime in basketball, okay, where it's only 90 seconds to go. And baseball, you score, but then we scored in the top of the inning.
Fans of both teams were feeling one of two things last night, either relief or sorrow. Yeah. No middle, no in between.
No, there's no middle on that.
Mm-mm.
And overtime hockey, everything is right there. You're on the edge all the time. It was great theater. Double overtime. You're like, oh, boy. And I was determined to stay up to the end. So I was sitting there saying, yeah, I'm staying up to the end. I don't care. Yeah. Then they scored, and I'm like, okay, good, I can go to bed.
I did the exact same thing. I kept looking I kept looking at the clock on the screen for how much was left in the overtime. I kept looking at the actual time. It's like, oh, I'd be in bed by now.
See, this is where the suit has it right. And they end the race. Usually in the day, it's all good.
Oh, he just sent me a text a little while ago. He goes, there's no need for you to set him up.
No need to set him up for what?
Me, when it comes to, you know, with your quick lines about the suit. There's no need for me to set you up.
No. Well, yeah, but it's all part of the flow of the show. I mean, yeah. Now, this is where, like, the feel I talk about. You have to have a feel for it. Right? You're just in the natural feel of the show. Right? We don't live in a digital media world.
Yet.
Where one guy's in a back office humming Only the Lonely. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Jump into summer and head to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet Sunbury for incredible savings. Keystone Light 18 packs only $8.95. That's just $2.99 a six-pack. Mike's Lemonade 12-pack bottles $14.95. Seagram's Coolers 12-pack cans, wow, just $9.95. Brewers Outlet has a large beverage and craft beer selection, snacks, teas, fresh roasted peanuts, and of course the pickle bar. Why go anywhere else? So start your parties with Keystone for under 50 cents a can and check out the weekly specials on Facebook. Enjoy and thanks for the business, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Sunbury Motors Kia is doing it again, putting the beach within your reach with the Summer's On Us sales event.
We wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
It's back again this May. Buy a new in-stock 2017 Optima, Forte, or Soul and pay nothing for the summer.
That's right, nada, zilch, nothing.
In fact, your first payment won't be due until October.
And 2017 Sorento start at just $24,973.
Stop the ad for an important announcement from SMC. Kia has just announced $500 in extra cash on 2016 and 2017 Fortes, Optimas, Sorentos, and Souls. But this extra cash is only available until the end of the month.
You'll also get 0% financing for up to 66 months. And with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, we're talking a worry-free ride to your vacation destination and no payments to me. It's the Summer's On Us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Tax extra. 0% APR financing. We'll call customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
I was flipping through ESPN.com. They had an Indy 500 betting guide. So I clicked on it, and it said, don't. All right.
You think you're going to see all those side bets like you get for the Super Bowl.
It was a short article. It said, don't. Two words, don't bother. It's not funny. All right, quick show of hands. Name last year's winner. All right, there we go. Who's the defending champion? I don't know. Mario Andretti? No. No, doesn't race anymore. Oh, my goodness. It's Alexander Rossi, for those who don't know. And many of you don't. See, it's not your fault. They don't exactly do what you call a great job of marketing, this group. So, it is... I'm looking at their headlines, for example. And this is supposed to be like, oh, the sports network, right? Where is, okay. Celtics time of surgery on hip, not top option. Legitimate story. Cavs postponed thoughts of Warriors and stress. Well, you got to have at least one story. about it. Chip Kelly signs with ESPN as studio analyst. That's just internal blowing our horn. I could care less what Chip Kelly's doing. Durant, I'm not to blame for NBA parody woes. Non-story. Chad Johnson, Roger Goodell asked me on touchdown rule. Don't care. Doesn't play. Now, what's not there? Penguins advance to Stanley Cup final in double overtime and drag. It's not on there. It's not on there. I mean, that it's...
Well, that doesn't surprise me because we've just known for such a long time that ESPN is anti-hockey, so...
Well, it's just that... Well, no, they're anti-anything they don't carry.
Yeah.
All right? Let's take, for example, today, a roundtable discussion. Does the Seahawks defense resent Russell Wilson? Like, that's a topic?
Last really? I checked, they're not on the field when Russell Wilson's on the field. Am I misinterpreting that?
I mean, that's a roundtable discussion? I mean, am I coming up with the wrong topics on this show? Yeah, I just think so much of this. I know you have 24 hours to fill. Now, that part I completely get. I mean, I have to fill 2 hours a day. Then you take out all the suit references. We're down to about an hour and 10. What? But I don't find any of this stuff interesting. Like, none of it. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing the boat. But I don't find any of this stuff interesting. I think it all is just boring talk to talk.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, and on this Memorial Day weekend, great specials. They often ask Sean, how do you get through the show every week? And Sean says, you know, they set me up with this great Brewers Outlet weekend special, Keystone Light 18 packs for only $8.95. You get three of those 18 packs, that's 54. Mike's Hard Lemonade 12-pack bottles for just $14.95. Seagram's Coolers 12 packs at just $9.95. All at Brewers Outlet. They also have water, wine coolers, soda, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. The pickle bar is second to none. Love the dills, love the barrels. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for the sports bozo of the day. I don't know which one to go with, Chad Johnson or Roger Goodell. First of all, Chad Johnson claims Roger Goodell called him about the touchdown celebration rule. Well, he doesn't play, so who cares? So it's either him in a look at me moment, or it's Roger Goodell for, if it's true, actually calling him, because who cares what Chad Johnson thinks? Doesn't play anymore. Just go to a beach, enjoy yourself, find another job. I mean, really. All right. Time to bring in my brother.
Into day seven of marital bliss.
Yeah. And you had 5 days in the pool. I give you credit.
If you
took the marriage buzz on.
You took the under. You're gone.
Sean took 5 days in the pool. I just want you to know I took more.
What, that I would make in 5 days?
Yes.
That's awful.
Whether she should make it 5 days.
I got a nice marriage buzz on, and you guys are making fun of me. I find it hurtful.
Yeah, I can tell you're wounded. I can tell by the tone of your voice.
We kid because we care.
I know, I'm only kidding. No, things are wonderful. Yeah, except good. I'm doing lousy on my game here. I'm going to run out of credits. No, at 4 o'clock I had 3 billion credits. Now I have 183 million. That's not good.
I get the whole holiday weekend to catch up for it. Yeah. So.
I got them on two lawns.
sounds like the Greece Air Force. All right. we're running out of stuff.
Hey, isn't Chad Johnson Chad Ososinko?
Yeah. Yep.
All the same.
So when did he start calling himself Chad Johnson again?
When it was time to go back to the workforce.
He's back in the NFL?
No. No.
He was awful. He's not playing with the Patriots.
No, that's okay. He wasn't really. You know what? It's one of those scream, look at me, look at me, look at me, for years and years and years, and then you realize that Chad Johnson was a lot like the waiter who runs around the restaurant and looks really, really busy, and then you realize nobody got any food.
Yeah, he's a cart guy. He just pushes a cart around, but there's nothing on it. A clipboard guy. Walk around with a clipboard, but there's nothing on it. And then the boss walks by, and then he puts the clipboard down. So I'm out of credits. This sucks. Okay, sorry.
He's done. That means you can lock in on our segment. Now you can lock in on our segment.
3 billion credits a half an hour ago. Oh, boy.
Okay, lest we forget the short stint that Chad Ochocinco had with Sporting Kansas City. His soccer career that lasted, what, a cup of coffee?
He played soccer?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he tried.
Wow.
He tried. Not that he made the team or anything.
Yeah.
He went to a tryout.
Wow. He's a tweeter. He was awful with the Patriots. He couldn't get the playbook. I mean, my God. And they $6 million, and he couldn't understand the playbook. So, Brady, if you don't understand the playbook, Brady won't bother with you. You know?
Well, you'd be amazed at how much it helps you if you do.
Yeah, you got to know the plays. And I mean, there's a lot of players who went in there and learned the plays and know them. So apparently Chad can't do it. So, oh well. So what you been up to?
All right. Well, we're going to do trivia today.
Good.
I'm sure you have your questions ready.
Yeah, I am ready. You got yours? Oops, I made a mistake.
I got a few here and there.
Who, me? No, I'll make mine up as we go.
I just found a story that Chad Johnson is playing football in Mexico.
That's good. It's a great league for him.
The Liga de Football Americano Profesional. He's playing for Monterrey.
Well, I hope he has a good financial guy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the fight between, what's his name? Junior
Mayweather
there.
Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Same thing I felt about Mayweather and Pacquiao. Won't watch it. I have no interest in
Pacquiao so much because Pacquiao's a boxer, but.
I predicted it would be boxing's first ever no hitter, and I was close.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, boxing's not what it used to be, that's for sure.
Oh, remember the fight? I'm talking about
the backyard, and Ali would be fighting Frazier and
Norton.
Norton.
Remember the best fight you and I ever watched? Oh yeah. Well, remember the best fight you and I ever watched? Okay.
Which one?
It was the Ron Lyle George Foreman fight.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Where they were knocking each other down with every other punch. It was. I mean, you and I were sitting there, right in the family room watching it. Man, we were having a blast watching that fight.
Yeah. Remember Chuck Wepner?
Oh,
get the living car beat out of him by Ali. All that stuff was on Wild World of Sports. It was great. There was always a good fight on. There was always something, you know.
And that's, but there was. They had 19,000 at Richfield Coliseum in Ohio. It's where the Cavaliers used to play.
Mm-hmm.
And of that, and the 19,000 on hand to watch Ali fight Wepner was a little-known writer and actor by the name of Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he came up with the idea for Rocky. An unknown going 15 rounds with the champ.
The least expensive Academy Award-winning movie ever. I think he filmed it in 3 days, and it cost like $200,000. And it launched a multi-billion dollar career.
Oh, yeah.
I could watch that movie over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the most money he spent on the movie was the rental of the Spectrum to do the final scene.
I had a friend in college in Ohio. She was for Rocky II. When he runs up the stairs and all the kids are around him.
Yeah.
That's the Philadelphia
Art Museum.
Art Museum. Yeah, yep. She was an art major. She was in the glass windows watching it while they were filming it, and they put him on a box so he looked taller than all the kids. That's how short he is.
Magical camera work.
Story. Yeah. Because he's so short, he was like the height of the kids, so they, when he's jumping up and down, he's on a wooden box. Well, that's my... See, I lost all my trivia questions.
Well, this is actually pretty good.
I'm a wealth of knowledge, I'm telling you.
The two of you together? You kidding me? Well, we look
really
forward to 4:35 on Friday.
Rock, but... Anyway, okay,
I'll start out with one here. While you're looking for your questions there, I got one here. Okay, football. What NFL player returned a fumble 66 yards to the wrong end zone?
Jim Marshall.
Correct.
Minnesota Vikings against the San Francisco 49ers. Billy Kilmer is the one who fumbled.
Remember the year?
I want to say 1962.
What I have is 64.
Okay.
Scooped up a Niners fumble, raced toward the end zone nearly 70 yards away, the wrong end zone, with both teams chasing him down the field and his own teammates screaming from the sidelines. Marshall ran into the end zone untouched, tossed the ball out of bounds, resulting in a safety for San Francisco.
Bruce Bosley, the center for San Francisco, hugged him. It's true. Like, hey, way to go, man. But Billy Kilmer's the one who fumbled.
What was the attendance in the stadium, Steve?
46,912.
Oh, get out of here.
If you say anything
probably
with...
Probably true.
If you say
what was
anything
the weather
with,
that day?
It was slightly overcast, about 38 degrees. If you say anything with confidence... People will believe
people
you.
Believe you.
That's serious. If you have the ability, if you could say something with some level of confidence, they're like, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, I got it.
Just like that game show to tell the truth.
The guys here and name that tune. Who's the artist? And I'll just name anybody. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's very impressive. That's really something else.
Oh, wow. They did it to me one day. I said, that's Shania Twain. It was Keith Urban. Oops.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, who's next?
You're next.
absolutely getting my butt kicked here. All right. I have to quit this.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Who's the only... If you don't get this, shame on you. Who's the only player in Major League history to lead the league in triples, home runs, and RBIs in the same year?
It's triples, home runs, and RBIs in the same year?
Yep.
I will say... Carl Yastrzemski.
Close.
Yeah.
Sean?
Huh. I'll go Jim Rice.
Ding, 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 ding. Sean
Jim Rice.
Yeah.
Jim Rice.
Wow. I'm leaving now. I don't know if I can top that. I'm gone. See you Tuesday.
Yep. Jim Rice, Red Sox led the league in triples, 15 home runs, 46, and 139 RBIs in 1978.
Well, when you said shame on you, I'm thinking, yeah, I think that was towards Steven. It had to have been a Red Sox sign.
Oh, see, I gave it away.
Oh. Well, you did, but you didn't. So.
So you guys both got one right.
Cool.
1-1, nothing.
30 years ago today, the Celtics beat the Detroit Pistons when Larry Bird stole the ball. Who did he pass to for the winning basket?
Johnson.
Dennis Johnson.
There you go.
DJ.
Yep. I was thinking Kevin McHale.
The great. Yeah, it was Dennis Johnson. That was the
yes.
Johnny Mostall.
He hated the DJ. I don't know
Kevin. Go Kevin. Go
30
Kevin.
Years, okay. 30 years ago today.
Wow. That was a great play. The announcer, who was the announcer? He went nuts.
Well, Johnny Most on radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Most.
That's, Bill O'Brien, that was always his nickname for me. He says, you're my Johnny Most. Yeah, he says, you're my Johnny Most. Because Bill grew up in Boston. And he's a huge Celtics fan.
Oh, yeah,
he grew up in Andover. His parents live in Harwich on Cape Cod.
Yep.
Did not know that.
Yep.
Okay, who's next?
All right, I'll throw one in. Since French Open is getting started, who hit an underhand serve to defeat Yvonne Lendl for the 89 French Open Championship?
Chang.
That is correct. Key point, set number 5 teenager Michael Chang shocked the crowd and Lendl by delivering an underarm serve.
Wow. I never would have got... I would have said Ely Nastasi.
I think he was... I want to say he was 17, I think, when he won that.
Yeah, it's his only major.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who was the first recipient of the NBA Sportsmanship Award?
No, they never had one. No.
No. That's one of those that you think nobody knows. They'll never know I'm wrong.
Let's see. Ron Artest is out. Let's see. Meta World Peace.
Actually, you're close. But go ahead. Sean?
I'll say Akeem Olajuwon.
Nope. Sean?
World Peace.
Pete Maravich.
Nope. Joe Dumars of the Detroit Pistons was the first winner of the award in 1996.
Actually, is one. Everybody will tell you one of the classy guys out there. Yeah, I was going to say.
Latrell Sprewell is now called the Joe Dumars Trophy for the
Latrell Sprewell is my next answer, but that's out. I got a text from PJ Carlissimo. No, don't think so. Okay. What team did Ty Cobb finish his legendary career with?
The Cubs.
Sean?
I'll say Boston.
The Philadelphia A's.
Never would have known that.
That's why you good do this question. Show. Now somebody knows, whatever. And Sean hates him just sitting here making it up as I go.
We're helping people. We're giving people these questions. And when they got the barbecue
Absolutely.
Going on over the weekend, they can, you know. I'm not just saying. I'm just saying.
Here, I've got another one for you. All right, and this is an inside joke between Dick Girardi and me. All right. Who finished second to Secretary in the Belmont Stakes when he won by 31 lengths?
Wow. Flicka.
My friend Flicka?
Yeah. Great movie career.
It's like Johnny Weissmuller. Mike Gallant was third. It was twice a prince. And the running inside joke between Dick and me is that I'm so far in front of you, you're twice a prince. We were talking on the phone before the show on Wednesday about something, right? And Dick calls me up and he says, "I know you're driving between shows right now." He says, "I know your schedule." He says, "Where are you?" I said, "Well, they're doing bridge construction on Atherton Street. And so I've got to go through that to get here." So I explained. He goes, "Oh." I said, "Yeah." I said, "As you know," I said, "twice a prince doesn't go as fast as Secretary does."
All right, well, I'll throw in one more here before we go. Who was the first golfer to win more than $1 million in official earnings in a single year?
In a single year?
In a single year.
Wow.
Jack Nicklaus.
Great guess, but not right.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Gary Player.
Not Gary Player.
Jeez, I don't
Steve
know why
Jones.
I wanted to say. Actually, Steve Jones won the 1996 U.S. Open.
Oh, my God.
at Oakland Hills in Michigan.
How many kids does he have?
Don't know.
1988, Curtis Strange.
Curtis Strange, who was we had him as a guest
Strange.
On our show. We had him on the show. Remember that?
I do remember. Before I got here, though, won four titles. Yeah. 1988, Player of the Year, 85, 87, and 88.
Wow.
Yeah. Palmer earned $1 million in his career first. I want to say Curtis Strange, Tom Kite, Payne Stewart, Greg Norman were all like the first four. Something like that. Now you get $1.8 million for winning the Players' Championship. That's
Some
pretty
of them
good.
Get $1 million just to show up.
You know, all right, I'm here.
Pay Tiger big money just to show up.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you guys got to go, but did you hear that thing? Who was the quarterback Clemson this year?
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, that guy on the radio, he says, "Well, Deshaun Watson, yeah, he played really well today. He's a good-looking player." The guy said he wasn't there today. They did it on the air.
Okay,
great. He goes, "I don't know what you've been watching, but I was there.
He was there.
No, I wasn't there today." Gotta know your stuff.
Well, do you know how many times I'll hear something about Penn State football or Penn State basketball, and I'll sit there and go, I was there. That didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Like, okay.
You love it when guys make stuff up and then they get caught, you know?
It is interesting being in my spot sometimes, quietly knowing actually what is going on.
It's you got to be accurate. There's always somebody out there to say you're not. So. Okay, guys.
All right. Good luck
have
with the...
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today, you're here in the studio.
I'll be there live with my bride.
All right. Beautiful.
We'll all do the bunny hop. The three of us will do the bunny hop. How about that?
Yeah, you're going to come to the rehearsal dinner with us, right?
Am I? What?
Yeah, the rehearsal dinner on Friday night after the show's over. Come on, have some fun. Oh, yeah, have some fun.
But
hey, Sean, I think they're
going to
make I think they're going to make Sean the ring bearer.
There you go. And I'll sing.
The idea is to keep people there.
We'll be the only three there.
You may be overcounting.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.